what are the means of becoming infinite, an individual becoming infinite?
So this is the big process of yoga. I will come to that, but later on, because we are at present concentrated upon one question as to how the Supreme, which is self-luminous, how in that Supreme luminosity the phenomenon of ignorance has arisen. This is the question we are dealing with. Your question is, how can the ignorant ultimately can become luminous again? So that will be another process. So we shall come to that a little later. We are at present considering the process by which ignorance arises. At present, still ignorance has not come about. All this is still a process of formations. This first formation, which is universal, and in which individual has formed in this peculiar way, is what is called supramental manifestation. The first step of this manifestation is called supramental step, in which there is no ignorance anywhere at all. And this is what the Rig Veda says, ritam cha satyam. In the first manifestation, there is nothing but ritam cha satyam, only satya and rita. As a result of tapas, what has first come out is only this. In this entire realm, all formations which are particular, in all formations which are infinite, the universal, in all formations which are individuals, there is nothing but the vibration of the sat. One sat is all manifestation of the light. And ritam. Ritam means not only truth but the right. It is not only light but also the right. Everything is in its right place. Here there is no error, there is no mistaking, no misplacement, no illusion, no delusion of any kind. Now this is the first ritam cha satyam. Without this, you can't explain the origin of ignorance. If you don't grant this basis, ignorance can arise only as a subordinate movement of this. Ignorance is not original power. Original power is paraprakriti. It is not as if the divine's power is ignorance. Sometimes it is argued that ignorance is original. It is anadi and ananta. It is argued that the whole world is a manifestation of ajnana. That if you come out of ajnana, the world vanishes. But this is not what the Gita says. This is not what the Veda says. The Veda says the first manifestation is ritam cha satyam, not ignorance. This is very clear. The Vedic teaching is the first manifestation is truth and right and light. Ignorance is afterward, tato ratra jayata. Ignorance is not original. This is the Vedic teaching. Tato ratra jayata. Thereafter comes the ignorance. Now we are in search of the golden lips. This is the supreme face of the divine. Satyasya mukham. What is satyasya mukham? Mukham is a form. What is that form? The form which is universal. The form in which there are billions of forms, particulars. And the form in which the individualities have been formed. which are all centers without any circumference. This is a Satyasya Mukham. This is where thousands of lights, rashmis, the rays of light are all united together. So there is perfect perfection. Now there happens something as a result of which the golden lid is created. And your question was, how did this come about? What is the origin of it? The answer is tapas. Tapas brought out all this. Tapas is the capacity of formation. It can formulate. But it can formulate this, what we call the golden lid, only when the complete face of the truth is already manifested. Without it, even this golden lid cannot come. It is a subordinate movement. Now, how does this movement arise? Now, for that purpose, Sri Aurobindo explains that we have to realize that the individual plays the capital role by the help of tapas. The individual, each individual is nothing but the Supreme Himself, looking at Himself from a specific point of view. When we say that individual is a center, what does it mean? It only means that there is a specific point of view. The Supreme looking at all these things, looking at His own Supreme Light, Supreme Face, Kalyana Tamam Rupam, the supreme and auspicious, most auspicious form. The Divine is capable of looking at this form from millions of points of view. Each point of view is a circle, is a center. Now each one of them is what is called Jiva. Jiva is nothing but the individuation which can look at the Supreme, at the Universal, from many points of view. And each point of view is what is called Jiva. Each one of us is a position in this totality. And from that point of view, you look at the whole. It is like having a totality which has walls which has so many mirrors, and then you look at each mirror gives a view of the whole. But what is the difference between this mirror and the other mirror? Its position. From which position it mirrors the whole.